This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
And I thought, that's it. My jazz career in Hawaii is over. It lasted about a song and a half.
Guitarist Brian Nova talking about trying to entertain his family in Hawaii, and they just wanted to hear some slack key music. Nova is a remarkably talented and versatile guitarist, and he thoroughly impressed our KNKX Studio Session audience last year. Backed by pianist Shelley Berg, bassist Terry Miller, and drummer Gary Novak.
You were meant to be. From the beginning.
That's From the Beginning, an Emerson, Lake, and Palmer cover from guitarist Brian Nova's quartet in the KNKX studios. He grew up on Seattle's South Side, raised on funk and rock music. A friend's mom noticed his talent and thought he'd benefit from a trip to Jazz Alley to see the guitar legend Herb Ellis.
And I went kicking and screaming. I thought, I don't want to hear some old guy play Misty all night long, you know? And I still have a mark on my chin where my chin hit the table. I just didn't know the guitar could be played that way. I was 19. I didn't know. I've been chasing after it ever since.
Brian Nova caught on to the busy jazz scene in Seattle in the late 80s and early 90s, playing with and learning from the city's top players, Floyd Standifer, Hadley Calliman, and bassist Buddy Catlett, who'd worked with Basie, Sinatra, and Louis Armstrong.
There's a whole host of great musicians that had, and a lot of great singers were out here singing as well and playing, so it was really a lot of fun back then. There were a lot of places to play. You could play 5 nights a week. Mm-hmm. I did play 5 nights a week.
And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me.
They Say It's Wonderful from Brian Nova. He said pianist and singer Primo Kim taught him thousands of jazz standards. And when he left Seattle, it was that knowledge that led to Nova's connection with the guitarist he calls his musical father, the great Joe Pass.
If you don't know songs, you don't understand the vernacular. So we walked for 3 hours challenging each other with songs. And Primo taught me thousands of songs in any key. So I was kind of armed for it. And that's what kind of caught his ear more than anything.
Brian Nova worked with several jazz greats on the road, like saxophonist Eddie Harris, who encouraged him to sing. And Nova got to work with the guitarist who first sparked his interest in jazz, Herb Ellis, who taught him the importance and the power of rhythm guitar.
It's like Mike Tyson, it's like boxing. Like, you don't really know how much it hurts to get punched until you're in the ring with someone that actually knows how to punch. And you're just like, and there's nowhere to hide, there's nowhere to go. And that's kind of the way Herbie was. He was a freight train.
That's Love for Sale from Brian Nova's quartet. He's recently settled back in the Seattle area, releasing a new album of standards called They Say It's Wonderful. Nova said he's glad to be closer to his families in the Pacific Northwest, both personal and musical.
I was missing the Seattle scene. There's just something about it. I've moved out of Seattle probably a dozen times and moved back now 13 times. I love it here. It's really home.
Brian Nova is now one of the elders of the Seattle jazz scene that launched him. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.